Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ben Cherington, buckle up and get ready for another year of hearing his word salads, as he will be back as Pirates GM. I do think...
there's no affect. Could he put a little balsamic vinaigrette on the words? If they're going to be word salads, can I at least get some dressing here?
I mean, there's just no persuasive lingual skills at all. He could not talk me out of a burning building, that guy.
There's zero affect. Alex will send me videos of Ace just like a rabbit eating plain lettuce.
Yeah.
So if there's people out there who like commentary like that, in delivered in that tonal kind of style, more power to you. That would not fire me up in the slightest if I were a Pirates fan. Just the affect in the delivery, or lack thereof.
I mean, the only thing he said there that I agree with him on is when he was like, it's disgusting that we're not in the playoffs, or we weren't even a candidate to go to the playoffs when the bar was so low. 83 wins got in this year. Cincinnati, I think I saw a tweet the other day. They're the first Major League Baseball team to make the playoffs that have had the following, or have not had the following. And it was like four or five things of like not having a guy hit 30 home runs, not having a guy like just not having anybody win more than 13 games. I mean, just like all of these things that they don't possess as a team, and yet they're still playing October baseball. They didn't get hot or anything. They went 40-40 in their last 80 games. If the Pirates had done bare minimum in the offseason, if they would have had players make very marginal strides offensively this year,
if O'Neill Cruz was an OPS 800 player,
right,
they're not in the playoffs there, but you know what I mean.
Okay.
They're much closer.
Three guys right off the top. If O'Neill Cruz plays like an average baseball player, mm-hmm. if Brian Reynolds plays like he has for his entire career,
mm-hmm.
if Henry Davis is just a bad first round pick and not a historically awful one.
Probably in the playoffs.
Or at least right there.
Probably about an 79-82 win team at worst.
So that's the thing about, like, he says they're close, and if players bounce back next year, or if they're able, like, you can start to, but again, it's a lot of like guys that are question marks, and if this happens in a positive way for them next year and they don't avoid like pitching injuries, which a lot of teams have,
mm-hmm.
It's in professional sports, 7 years to do a job is a very long time.
It's an eternity.
And he got a wide berth because they tore it down, but he also was allowed to tear it down. He did the tearing. When you do that massive makeover, okay, You're not inherit, like, in one respect, you are inheriting somebody else's mess, but it's up to you how fast you rebuild it based on taking the established major league players that you have and what you get in return for them. They have filled hours on this radio station over the last 6 months during the summer months when the Pirates were sucking and having a horrible year. They would say they sucked this year. I'm not being mean. They would say that about their season. Going back and looking at when Ben Cherington took over the job, he had Jameson Taillon and he had Starling Marte and he had Josh Bell and he had Adam Frazier. And at the time, these were major league Joe Musgrove. Mm-hmm. What did he get back for these guys? He had two guys come back in all those trades, David Bednar and Jack Sawinski for a little bit. And Sawinski had 1.5, 2 good seasons, and then I think Cherington
and Cherington and his people. No, you can't say that though. You can't just say that as now he's awful. I think Ben Cherington and his developmental staff actively ruined Jack Sawinski by getting greedy and thinking they could turn him into like a legitimate monster hitter instead of just. I've said this about him from the beginning. Jack, see ball, hit ball. If you hit 220 and you hit 30 home runs, you are a useful piece for us. Take some walks, hit the ball over the fence. Instead, they tried to make him like a cross between himself and Joey Votto, for God's sake. I think that was them.
It's just they're technically not close. Being close is they went into the last week or 2 weeks of the season, they were a handful of games out of a playoff spot, and they just missed out. Ben Cherington saying that they're close and getting a chance to get them there is strictly a subjective thing because it's not backed up by facts. You finished 20 games under 500. You finished in the basement of your division for the second straight year. If you're measured and graded by wins and losses, you're not close at all.
Would the Athletics be considered close at 76? Not really. Would the Angels at 72 and 90?
You have to make arguments based on things that are not fact-based. They're subjective-based, like how they rank our minor league system.
Or how we internally view ourselves, which is the most subjective thing.
Yes, exactly.
In fact, the majority of Travis Williams' optimism stems from Travis Williams' own interpretation and evaluation of the franchise he works for.
Right. It was nothing was backed by numbers. Nothing like
none of them could point to tangible successes.
No. The only thing he could have done is when he said we had one of the best young pitching staffs in baseball, he could have said, if you look at our pitching numbers this year, we were top 10 in ERA and blah, 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 blah. We think teams are built on pitching. Okay. That's somewhat reasonable. But you also had the worst Pirates offense of this century. And now Ben Cherington, who has developed no one, is going to be tasked with finding these guys to get them over the top. Here are a few comments from Cherington that I want everybody to hear. I think I want to start with this one because a couple of comments about his job status and who he works with and who he works for really stood out to me. This is him describing getting another opportunity, coming back, and what his conversations with the owner of the team have been like in the last couple of months.
We've got the resources to win. We just got to execute. My conversations with Bob recently have been every combination of challenging, productive, difficult at times. I leave every one of them more clear how we're both seeing this and what's important and how we're going to go about executing. I believe that. We just got to go do it.
Challenging, productive, and difficult is how he describes his interactions with the owner of the team. I got to be honest with you. I did not expect...
Challenging and difficult are just the same thing. So he basically said they were difficult and they were productive.
He had hard conversations.
About what, though?
That's what I want to know.
What hard conversations could they have had that haven't already been had at least once before after last season?
You're not doing a good job, Ben. Here are things you need to do to keep your job. And Ben either describing why he wasn't getting the job done or why or what he was going to do to fit.
You got it, Bob. I will do that. By the way, you said that they had the worst offense they've had this century.
Yeah.
Outside of 2020, where every team did not reach the threshold, obviously. Yeah. You guys want to hazard a guess as to how many other teams in the last 25 years total in baseball had fewer than 583 runs like the Pirates did this year, which they are right on the number.
Six?
Three. Last year's 121-loss White Sox.
Okay.
The 2022 Tigers, who lost 96 games, and the 2022 Oakland Athletics, who lost 102.
Well, there you go. He'd probably say of the Tigers, look, just a couple years later, they were in the playoffs. They've gone to the playoffs back-to-back years now.
He'd probably say, we won five games more than the best of those other three teams. Look how much closer we are than them.
I would say, if I had to describe this next clip from Cherington.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, let me set it up this way. He was asked, I think by Kevin Gorman of The Trib, if it's hard to build a sustainable winner or a team that makes the playoffs when there are certain restrictions. In terms of, you know what he means by that, like payroll, spending on players,
when your resources are limited.
Yes. Here's Cherington's answer to that.
Ben, what's the challenge of operating an organization, baseball operations-wise, and under those restraints?
It's the opportunity we're given, right? Like, you know, we want to be part of delivering to our fans. That the simplest way to do that, the best way to do that, the quickest way to do that is win more baseball games. So that we're playing, you know, last week, fighting for October, not trying to kick somebody out. So that's the opportunity. We relish that opportunity. There's challenges everywhere. That's what you sign up for. We just got to get it done.
Nothing there that, like, rejects that notion, you know? Like, hey, your job's tough, Kevin. Kevin asked, your job's tough, Ben. And he pretty much said, you're right. It is. But it's what I signed up for. Just openly acknowledging that when you're the general manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates, you're set up to fail. Is how I interpret that.
That's correct.
You know, like, there's no putting lipstick on that at all. Right? I mean,
No, there's no putting lipstick on that.
I'm just a little bit surprised he would just flat out admit that.
I just...
Like, yeah, I'm doing the best I can, basically, with what I have to work with is how I translate that.
If you're the owner, how can you not hear that and be offended?
That's what I mean. Especially because the owner has come out and said, like, I've given him everything he needs to win. And he did say a couple of times, we have enough resources here to win. But then you kind of, I think, negate all that by saying, yeah, this is an uphill battle when you're the man, when you're the GM of the Pirates.
Well, it's tough for him not to say we have all the resources we need to win when the owner sets that tone initially in his comments, because he's said that before. By the way, I was a little factually wrong. My sorting tables were wrong. It's happened 15 times total this century, Pony, of a team with fewer... Only two teams, the Giants and the Dodgers, in two separate years have even had a winning record with that few runs scored. Point being, they're a horrible offense, and he's the one building them. Here's my other question about the uphill battle part of that, okay? Just tell me if your brain went here. If he's saying he's doing the best he can, what reason is there to believe that we should be in store for something better if he's essentially saying, yeah, I'm trying my damnedest here?
Well, I felt like the anonymous players who talked to Hiles in the Post-Gazette backed him up on that. I think the quote was, to paraphrase here, I don't have it in front of me, was somebody in the Pirates clubhouse said, what do you expect with a $90 million payroll? This is what a $90 million payroll is. This is what a $90 million payroll team is.
Yeah, that was definitely one of them. This is, you get what you pay for, and this is $90 million worth of offense and performance. That's right.
Like, with everything in life, the more you pay for something, the better it should be, correct? That's why it's more expensive. Supply, demand.
That's how it's supposed to work.
Economics 101.
It's how it's supposed to work.
How many teams in baseball have a lower payroll than the Pirates?
I think the Rays still
Marlins.
Have Marlins definitely do. Do the Athletics, or did they go over there by signing Severino and others?
Marlins, maybe the Athletics, maybe the Rays.
And I think that's
maybe one other team.
I think that might be
maybe
it.
The White Sox.
Did the Rockies have a lower one?
No, they got some big contracts on that team.
Did the Orioles spent money on some guys?
So let's say. See, this is actually...
Which payroll, cash or tax, I can give you?
Does it matter? What do you think's more accurate depiction of what they're
cash.
Paying for players?
I think cash payroll is.
Okay.
Three teams. The Pirates, per Spotrac, total cash payroll, $104.7 million.
Who's fewer? Who's less than them?
Rays, $101.7 million.
Yep.
White Sox, $100 million on the nose. And the Marlins at $90 million.
So... this would not get him to keep his job with his owner. But if Ben Cherington ever left here and was trying to get a job somewhere else, he could say, we were 26th in spending, and in most of those years, I did better than that.
And like, then that really shrewd potential employer would say, hey, Ben, what happened when you were with the Red Sox after your first year on the job there?
Right. But... the player anonymously who talked to Hiles was basically saying, when you're 26th in spending, you should have the 26th best record in baseball, which is about where the Pirates are.
I mean, the only thing that doesn't account for is you're 26th in spending, 27th technically, with a godlike pitcher
who
accounts for virtually none of that.
Who's making
payroll.
Less than the college football quarterbacks in this town.
If his admission here is tacitly, I'm doing the best I can, I know people aren't happy, but this is, you know, hey, and throwing your hands out and kind of saying, look, again, I'll go back to, what cause is there for optimism in bringing that guy back? What's the case for it?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.